on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Tom Crosdale.
A three-year-old's died after being bitten by a dog. It happened in Essex yesterday evening. Anna's got the details for KMFM.
The little boy was flown to hospital after what happened at a home in a suburb of Halstead, but the youngster couldn't be saved. A 29-year-old woman has been arrested for allowing a dog to be dangerously out of control and injuring a person. The dog is now in kennels after being seized by officers.
The town's mayor, Shirley Diver, says everyone's in shock.
Absolutely devastated, I should think. Majority of people. Most people have got children or dogs in the area, and you don't expect this to be happening in our town. We just wouldn't have expected it.
A 20-year-old man arrested over the stabbing of another man in Sheerness has been released on bail. Emergency services were called to High Street in the early hours of yesterday. The victim's in a serious but stable condition in hospital.
KMFM News.
A pedestrian's been hit by a van in Gravesend. It happened on East Milton Road just before 8 o'clock this morning. No news yet on how the victim is. A Medway man's been locked up for a violent attack on his girlfriend. George Chidu punched and kicked Tanya Cass after a in Chatham in June. The 27-year-old got 20 months after admitting GBH.
KMFM News.
Researchers found half of parents allow their under-14s to drink at home. The survey also reckons 11% of mums and dads are giving alcohol to kids as young as 5. We asked these young teenagers when they think the right time to start drinking is.
Well, maybe when you're responsible, like, if you know you're going to do it, like, be silly, then obviously not.
If children have alcohol, it's completely, well, good at all.
Liat Hughes-Josh's let her 11-year-old son try wine because she thinks it's better than the alternative.
I would much rather children were trying alcohol for the first times at home with their parents rather than doing that for the first times, perhaps at a party at the age of 15 or 16 with their friends.
A chihuahua stolen during a burglary in Ashford has been found and reunited with its owner. Well, cash and jewellery was also taken from the house in Clevesway last Wednesday. That hasn't been recovered. A search and rescue helicopter serving Kent's been called out 180 times during its first year. It's on standby at Lydd Airport, ready to look for missing people, as well as those in difficulty at sea. Alan Dow flies the helicopter. He says it's a vital service.
If somebody's life who's at stake at that moment in time, we will do everything we can to get airborne. So yes, there's an absolute adrenaline buzz as we get going.
Strong winds are expected to batter Kent this weekend. Forecasters say gusts of up to 60 miles per hour will hit the coast. We're also being told to expect heavy, blustery showers. And Deal or No Deal is being axed after more than a decade on TV. To say goodbye, host Noel Edmonds will take the game show on a farewell tour of the UK.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Canterbury's Susanna Townsend will try and help Team GB's women attempt to win the Olympic hockey title for the first time tonight. With more on that and the rest of the day's sport, here's Josh.
Well, they face the Netherlands, who are the defending champions. Britain claimed a bronze at London 2012, but are guaranteed at least a silver, whatever happens in Rio this evening. Meantime, Team GB will be looking for more athletics medals later. Both the men's and women's team go in the final of the 4x100m relay. The men have endured repeated disappointment in the event, but Dartford's Adam Jamili, the captain of the British track and field team, says they're focused now.
We've really come together as a group this year. It's been a lot of hard work from a lot of people, and that's been athlete-led, actually. And we sat down and we said, listen, we get the batting round and we really gel as a team. We can really challenge for gold.
Well, Jamili will need to bounce back after narrowly missing out on bronze in the 200 metres last night. Meantime, and away from Rio, cricket and Kent's Darren Stevens says it's frustrating to have missed out on a semi-final again. The Spitfires were beaten by 11 runs by Yorkshire in the One Day Cup yesterday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.